Okay, so here we are in the next video. It's time now to start thinking about how we're going to save the data into the files that will be in our isolated storage. And so what I don't want to do is have to open up, okay, when I display all of the notes, I don't want to have to go into every file, open it up, and read from the file. I think that would be resource intensive, especially if you had many files. What I would prefer is to use that get file list method of the isolated storage. I think that's the name of the method, and just return back a string of file names, and then use parts of the file name as the text that will be displayed for each entry in my list. And so I think that would take up a lot less memory and resources on the phone, and it would be a lot faster. At least I think so. I'd have to really test that to make sure, but that's the assumption I'm going to work under. So what I did was I constructed an example file name. So you can see this is a dot text file here at the end. And so here I have the year with an underscore, the month with an underscore, the day, so October 6th at, in this case, this would be 1 or 12:43 in the afternoon, and then another underscore. Now, all of this up to this point, I can always count on this being the exact length for year underscore month underscore day underscore hour underscore minute underscore. So all I need to do now is just determine the positions in here, and then I can use a substring method to retrieve out and make that look more like a real date. Make it look like Wednesday, October 6th at 12:43 p.m. in the afternoon, you know. And then everything after that, but before the dot, would be the location. So then I would just need to do a string replace a couple of times. You can see I have two different string replaces. One is because I'm going to want a comma between here and here, and this I want a space between here and here. So, you know, I considered whether this was a good design or not. My concern was that it wouldn't be a good design because if somebody used like St. Cloud, Minnesota, there would be a ST dot. So I might have to test this. There might be also another city name that I'm not familiar with that has a dash between two parts of the name, in which case this hyphenated usage would not work. Because then, when I do a string replace on it, it won't look right. I may have to come back to this feature once I give it more thought or once I get some feedback from some users when they run into some special cases. Especially outside the United States, I'm not sure what characters might be used that would not be a valid file name. But given all that, I'm still going to go with this approach because, again, I think it is the most efficient way to read through the listing of files. Each file containing note information. So, let me move this out of here. I don't want to start off in building the add functionality just yet. What I'd really like to do is just mock up and build one file that then I can try to display that one file in my one my list box here. So what I'm going to do is temporarily borrow the application bar. Add, and I'm going to use it for an unintended purpose at first. Let's call click equals, and I think I'm going to call this because I don't like how they name things when it comes to the app bar. Add click. All right. So then I'm going to right click and say navigate to the event handler. And so what I'm going to do in here is when you click this, it'll just create one file. And I'll remind myself why I'm doing this. And so my intent here is probably strip this code out at some point and put it in the add page or put it someplace else. But for right now, just to mock up this functionality, this is where I'm going to start. So I'm going to create a file name, and actually I'm going to copy from this notepad that you can't see off screen, and I'm just going to hard code it because I want to just test the parsing of this and turn this into a real date time object, and then take the rest of it and do string manipulation on that as well to get it to look right. So that's my first order of business. And since I'm creating a note, I'm going to go ahead and give it some content as well. So all right, so now what I need to do is use that isolated storage file, and I'm gonna use the control and period to bring up the little helper to add the using statement. And I think it's the get user store for application, and we'll just do like we did previously. So app storage equals, all right. So now I want to try and create the file and put the content in, so I'm gonna have to do the whole using statement thing that we've done in the past, and use the stream writer and so on. So here's what where we'll start. First thing I'm gonna do is, well, yeah, I'm gonna make sure that the file doesn't already exist, because I even though this is just throwaway code, I still don't want to blow up while I'm testing here. So I'll make sure that the file doesn't already exist. So make sure if not the file exists, then go ahead and do all this other stuff. And so this will look familiar. So we're going to create a file. We need to give it the file name. Easy enough. And so this is a using statement. It'll close the file when we're done with that block of code. And so here we're going to go and create a stream writer. So we'll just go writer, whoops, writer equals new stream writer, and I know I won't have that, so I'm going to have to hit control period on my keyboard, add the using statement for system.io, and then I'm going to use that stream, that file from the previous using statement, and inside of that using statement, then I'm just going to go writer.write line, I guess, file content, which I've already hard coded earlier. All right. All right. So ideally I would test this, but even if I tested it, I have no way to know that it actually worked because I'm not displaying the list of files anywhere just yet. So let's rectify that. And probably what I need to do is get to the page load event, and to do that, I'm gonna select phone application page, go to events, and double click loaded, create the loaded handler. And I typically like my loaded method to be at the very top. I might move some code around, refactor it to be underneath the constructor. For now, I'm just going to leave it like this, though. All right, so what I really need to do is open up isolated storage and get all the file names. There should only be one, which brings me to another conclusion here. It's not going to work by putting it in loaded. I'm going to need to click the button one time. So probably what I need to So let me show you the dilemma here. Let me go ahead and write it in here, and then I'll refactor it out. But I can already see ahead of time what's going to happen if I do this. But I want you to be able to see this as well. So I'm going to use isolated storage file dot get user store for application, just like we did before. I'm going to need the app storage dot get file names, and that's going to return back to me an array of strings that I'm going to call file list. Great. So then I'll just do a for each through, and we've done this before several times probably. And then I just need to retrieve the file, and then I'm going to need to pluck out the date parts. I want to create a new date time object, whoops, object, and then I also want to parse out the location. All right, so this is where probably what I tend to do is this. I'll go like take an example file. It's going to start at position 0 as I start using the substring. So 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then probably should. That'd be better if I went. So 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm one ahead of myself there. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. So right here would be 14 then. All right, in fact, I might just go ahead and do 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 11, 12, 13, 14. There we go. 16, 17. Awesome. Okay. So this will help me to understand the positions. So when I start writing some of this code in a moment, I'm just going to pull it up out of your view, but I can still see it as I'm typing. And let's see. Let's get down here and now start pulling some information out. I'm going to need to retrieve the file first. So, well, I guess I don't want to manipulate file name, the file variable. I want to pull it off and use a different variable. So I'm going to start with just getting the year. So string year equals the file dot substring. And I'm going to start at position 0, and I need to go 4 in length so I can get the year off. And then string month equals file.substring. And so I left off at position 4, or which is actually position, which is actually 3. So this would be 0, 1, 2, 3. 4 will be an underscore right here. And so then at position 5, the month starts. So I'm going to go 5. And all I need are two characters. All right, so then I need string day equals file.substring. And I can see a pattern emerging. It's going to be 3 over, and I'm going to pull two more, right? Because the number is 2, plus there's that underscore I got to account for. So I'm just adding 3 to 5. Now I'm pretty much moving full steam ahead at this point. Hour equals file.substring. 11, and I only need two characters, and then string minute equals file.substring 14, 2. All right, so just to make sure here, pulling this back down, at position 14, I'm pulling two positions, so that should give me the 43 part. Great. Okay, so now using that, I should be able to create a new date time object. So date time, date created equals new date time, and one of my constructors allows me to pass in all that information. So I could probably, this is not really clean, I might have actually made these into integers and then do a int.parse on this. It's 6 of one, half a dozen of the other. Since I've already gone this direction, I'll go ahead and do this. Int.parse month, int.parse day, int.parse hour, int.parse minute, int.parse second. Okay. All right. So it seems. Did I take second? I never got second, did I? I guess we don't need second. You know what I think I'm going to do here? Huh. I'll go ahead and just put a zero in there for now. That might be a problem now that I'm thinking about it. I might have to come back and revise my file names, because if you create two files in the same minute with the same location, then you're going to have two files named exactly the same. So I might want to back up for a moment here and rethink my little strategy. I may need some seconds in here. So we'll just put 01 as the seconds. So now I'm going to need to make some changes. 8, 9, and that starts at 20 then. All right, so the 01 is going to represent the seconds. So we'll go ahead and make the change here. Second equals file dot substring, I think 17 and 2. All right. So before I get too far here, I want to change this to reflect that change that I made as well. All right. Now, if I stay with this, I should be in good shape. Glad I found that earlier in the process than later. All right, so string, whoops, second. All right, cool. That should work. By the way, I read that there is a 77 character limit to the file names that you can put in isolated storage with Silverlight. Maybe as much as 250. I got some conflicting information. I may have to test that to make sure that the longest possible city, state, and country combination doesn't exceed the amount of space that I have left remaining after I use, 20 characters for the date stamp. At any rate, another thing I'm going to have to consider before I release this application. Seriously, anyway. Okay, so I think I've got the date created, but let's parse out the location now. And so the first thing I want to do is create something called location equals file.substring. And I think there's two ways I can create this, use this. It's like from the starting index plus the length. I think all I need is the starting index. And I think if you're going to add 3 onto the end of this, you're going to get to 20, position 20. So we'll just do that. So now that we have location, we're going to need to just do something like this, equals location, and we're going to do a bunch of replaces. So the first thing we're going to replace is the underscore character, and we'll replace it with comma space. And then we're going to replace the dash character and just replace that with a regular old space on the keyboard. Then we're going to go location equals location dot substring. And here I want to get rid of the dot txt on the end. So that's going to take up the last 4 characters. So how do I just get to those last 4 characters to remove them? Remember, I'm using one version of substring here, but there's another version of substring where I can give it the length as well. So what I'm going to do is give it, we're going to work with location, well, position 0, and then location.length minus 4. So that will give me started position 0 with location, which is only everything after, the dates that we've already parsed out. And then give me just the last 4, remove the last 4 characters using the second version of substring. Okay? All right, so I think I have everything I need. What I'm going to do to test this all out now, I'm going to set a breakpoint. Well, actually, you know what? I'm going to set a breakpoint there. Get rid of that. Okay. It won't do anything. It still won't display, but we'll be ready. I got to fix a few bugs here. Let's see what I forgot. Oh, one too many there. And that should fix it. Okay, let's roll. All right, now remember what the plus button does? We're repurposing it temporarily to create a file. Okay, we didn't get any error messages or anything bolting from our application, so I'm led to believe that there's a file in there, but we can't see it. But wait a second. We never even hit page loaded. Well, because there were no files in the file list initially, and we don't have any way to refresh it, so that gets back to what I was saying earlier. What we need is some way to get back to this information. So what I'm going to do is create a little helper method here. And I'm going to start by calling this private void refresh list. Or I tell you what, I got a better name for it. I like that we use the word bind list. And all I'm going to do is just actually pull all this right here, every bit of it, put it there, and then I'm going to, in the loaded, I'm going to call bind list. You're going to say, well, what did that bind me? or by me. Well, nothing, but I need it here as well. Whenever you click that add click, I want to call bind list. It's not that big of a deal, I guess, because now when we run it a second time, it's going to work anyway, since we're going to hit page loaded. Or did we? Well, I guess we didn't. Or did we? Let me start back again. Let's put a breakpoint this time instead of just flying by. All right, now we're going to run this. There we go. Sorry. All right, so we do have a file, and it's that preset name. So that's good. It's on disk or on the phone. And so now we're just going to start watching file name and all these variables here in our locals window start filling up. And see if it's grabbing the right things, and it sure is. That's awesome. And this next line will create the date. And you can see it is created correctly. Great. All right, so in the next part here, we're going to watch location as it starts transforming. All right, we added the comma and the space. We got rid of the dash. We got rid of the .txt. Okay, so now we have a date and a location ready to go. Long video, but we accomplished a lot, wrote a lot of code here. All right, so I'm going to stop this, and I'm going to stop recording the video, and we'll see you in the next one. Thank you.